study. Thank you for being part of our study today. We have finished the last day events and the signs of the time. Okay, now we have been talking and we mentioned that we went through the first seal where it's the European pagan Christian church movement, Christianity. And that with the white horse appearing to be the Messiah, appearing to be the representative for the Messiah. Let no man deceive you. Matthew 24:4-5. Let no man deceive you. For many shall come in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, and shall say that Jesus is the Christ, and shall deceive men. So that's the only place that does that is the Christian movement. Okay, next. We had the second seal where they had the Crusades, how they had the Inquisition. Now we're having the drone wars and we have in the UN wars. Okay, then we went to number three and we talked about the world economic crisis. We had a depression in 1929 and then now 2006 to 2008, we've had the depression that people are still in denial. We're at 2015, we're ending that and people still are broke and can't retire and have to go back to work. And then we hit the fourth seal, which is a 1/4 of the population will die, disease, famine, pestilence, diseases of all different types like cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, strokes, mad cow disease, bird flu, Nile virus, Ebola. You know, AIDS, you just name it. We're just moving on. That's where we're moving into. Now, if that is true, if we're really moving into that, how much of the population is really suffering from that? Is that real? Are we living at that time? Okay, let's check it out now. Now, today is October 28th, 2015, and there's a report that came out by the World Health Organization, and I thought these boys would never come out with nothing personally, if you ask me. And everybody's on the payroll, everybody's on the take, so ain't nobody coughing up no material. So anyway, for the first time that I seen that the World Health Organization, at the CNN website where they have this, it says like your daily hot dog or bacon sandwich. You may want to think it again. The World Health Organization said Monday that eating processed meat such as sausage and ham cause cancer. Not maybe, cause cancer. While unprocessed red meat may also be carcinogenic. This is interesting. The World Health Organization's Cancer Research Unit now clarifies processed meat as carcinogenic to human beings. That's us. Based on evidence from hundreds of studies. So it's not a study that's done in America, it was a study done around the world. And you couldn't pay them off like you pay everybody else around the world, like you pay all the Americans off in colleges and so forth. And link it especially to colonoscopy cancer. So we're talking about major cancer. Now, what is they saying? What is causing this cancer? The report outline that simply eating 50 grams of processed meat every day, you get that? Then that's one time a day. That's not two times a day. That's not three times a day. That's one time a day. 50 grams of processed meat each day. The equivalent of two slices of ham. Wow. Two slices of ham. Wow. Can increase the risk of such cancer by 18%. That's almost 20%. That's almost 1/5. However, also says that the risks are relatively small to begin with. The organization defined processed meat as any type of meat that is salted, cured, or smoked to enhance its flavor or preserve. Processed meats generally contain pork or beef, but may also contain poultry. Okay, that's hello. Wow, this is heavy now. Okay, so what do we have here? Okay, now when I grew up in New York, and my mom called me the other day and said, "Hey, son, they made this announcement and all this," and she said she's going to tell everybody and this, that, and the other. And she said that she finally, you know, with the doctor, gave up hers, you know. Okay, Mom. I said, that's what I've been saying since the 70s. But good, I'm glad you're, you know. And she was just mentioning, she was saying how she don't eat ham and all of this and all of that. And then I asked, I said, now, but Mom, now remember, you had us growing up on meatloaf sandwich. I mean, that meatloaf sandwich, bologna sandwiches. And that's exactly what it's all about. For lunch, we would take out minimum 2, 3, 4 sandwiches. Mayonnaise, white bread, maybe a little lettuce, tomatoes, at least 2 slices of bologna or ham on the sandwich. You know, you gotta have some meat, not one slice. So it told me that since I had eaten, so that's one sandwich. So then you put another sandwich together. So my risk went up to 36%. Do you hear that? 36%. And that's me eating one time a day. That's for lunch. Now, you know, every Sunday morning, Saturday morning, weekends, you know, mom and them, they cook and they cook scrambled eggs, right? Eggs, grits, and bacon. Now, you know, you ain't eating 2 slices of bacon. Come on, man. But we eat, man, 3, 4 minimum. You can get 8, you can squeeze 4 if you got that heat. So, now they're saying, so for every time I ate 4 slices, which I didn't eat 4, I ate 16, but for every 4, I'm at 18 per 2 slices. So now it's went up to 36. And then with my 8 slices, oh man, I was at 94%. So that means that was guaranteed for the rest of my life to come down, guarantee 96%. Come on. The people saying that don't mean that. No, don't forget, that doesn't even count for the days that I ate, you know, bologna sandwiches. Okay? Then we have, you know, then sometimes they'll have sausage instead of, you know, bacon. And there it is again. Wow. And then for dinner, you know, you have yourself a steak if you can, or meatloaf. So this is what I was telling my mom. This is what we ate every day of our life. You hear me? And you know, hey. Okay, I'm just trying to get it real. So I was in this crutch too. I was addicted to that bologna sandwich, ham sandwich, and anything else that they would tell you. And they would tell you ham and cheese. That's what they tell you. Get ham and cheese. Sandwich. It wasn't just killing us big time. Woo. Okay, so I was at 96%. Wow. A week. The organization defined processed meat as any type of meat that is salted, cured, smoked to enhance its flavor, to preserve it. Basically, everything we buy in the store has to have something to preserve it. Did you get that? Everything we buy in the store has something to preserve it and to make it look good. Right now, come on now, and this is the deal. Processed meat generally contains pork or beef, but also contains poultry. Wow. They mean to tell me they've been hiding this from us all of our lives, and no one has been saying anything about it? Wow. The World Health Organization now classifies processed meat in the same category as smoking and asbestos, based on its certainty of a link with cancer. Asbestos, sorry. Smoking and asbestos all in the same category is certainly a link with cancer. Wow. But stresses that did not mean they were equally dangerous. Unprocessed red meat, such as steak and lamb, shrinks in classified as probably carcinogenic. And put probably or maybe. Related just how bad for you are processed foods. That's what it said. Balancing risk and benefits. And I guess some would say and taste. For you are addicted to the poison. Now that some might say, now listen, brother, we believe in Jesus. And we are exempt from the curse. Amen. That's what they would say. But let's see, we'll read the Bible and see what that says. The Bible surely doesn't say such a thing. Matter of fact, the Bible warned us not to eat this unclean, everything that they talk about. Oh yeah. Especially the pig. Okay. Meat industry group slam the World Health Organization report as biased and misleading. They tortured the data to ensure a specific outcome, says Betsy Boren, Vice President of Scientific Affairs at the North American Meat Institute. Now, you know the Meat Institute said, man, y'all are killing us. You got it right, because the Bible already told you. The National Cattlemen Beef Association says that the scientists who issued the report were split on their decision to make an explicit link between red meat with cancer. All right, but it said the first one was clear. The processed meat. Nobody's questioning that. Now they're saying the red meat. Now, come on, bro. Y'all are split. As a registered dietitian and mother, my advice hasn't changed, says Shelley McNeil, an executive director at the National Cattlemen Beef Association. To improve all aspects of your health, eat a balanced diet, which includes meat, like beef. Maintain a healthy weight, be physically active, and please don't smoke. So these guys are, wow, man. You know, it's the American payoff. You know, that's how it works. So there is all of this information that's out there. Now, some of y'all know this stuff. We talked about it in our health stuff before. And some of y'all might not know it. I don't know, what y'all don't know. But let me tell you. Let us make sure that we understand what the deal is, my brother and sister. Processed meats such as bacon, sausage, and ham do cause cancer, according to the health. World Health Organization. Processed meat causes cancer. Okay? There's no question it causes it. It reports, says 50 grams of processed meat a day, less than two slices of bacon. Did you get that? Less than two slices of bacon? Less, it didn't say two slices of bacon, less than two slices of bacon. Increase the chances of developing chronic cancer, colonic cancer, by 18%. So if you eat four slices, You can be for sure you had 36. And if you eat eight, you had 96. That's when I'm at 100%. Meanwhile, it says red meats were probably carcinogenic. But there was limited evidence, and we were split. The WHO, the World Health Organization, did stress that meat also had healthy benefits. Yeah, like protein. That's everybody says. Hey, how you getting your protein, Emmanuel? How you getting your protein? You ain't even vegetarian. How you get your protein? I don't need this type of protein. Cancer research and the UK says this was a reason to cut down rather than give up red meat and processed meat. So check it out. They said, hey, you don't have to give it up. And added that an occasional bacon sandwich, which is more than two slices, I assume, maybe eight. Hey, I want extra bacon, would do little harm. Okay? So don't let the people fool you. What is processed meat? Processed meat has been modified to either extend its shelf life or change the taste. And the main methods are smoking, curing, or adding salt or preservatives. So simply put, almost everything you buy in the store. So don't be acting like it ain't. Understanding. Give it up. Turn it loose. All right. Well, let's take a break for the moment so we can hear from our sponsor.
Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Glory, God will make me Okay. Testing. Testing. 1, 2. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Where are we? Okay. So, my question or my point is, okay, I found some more stuff on the web for us to read and try to understand what's going on. It says, balancing risk and benefit. The World Health Organization says the finding was important for public health since processed meat is so widely consumed. However, it says red meat still has nutritional value. Not the processed now. Processed meat is killing you. But it says the red meat still nutritious. That's not shot up with preservatives. That's not consumed. So when you buy those chickens at Giant and all these other places already cooked and it's the stuff is over the fly fire, you're eating it big time. These results are important in enabling governments and international regulatory agencies to conduct risk assessments in order to balance the risk and benefits of eating red meat and processed meat and to provide the best possible dietary recommendation, said Christopher Wild, head of the World Health Organization Cancer Agency, in his statement. According to estimates cited by the World Health Organization, about 34,000 cancer deaths per year worldwide can be attributed to diets that are high in processed meat. There you go. How many? 34,000. Tribute to meat. I think they say this is second cancer and this stuff is second compared to tobacco, I think, something like that they were saying. Wow. It's a small fraction of the 8.2 million deaths caused by cancer in 2012, according to the latest World Health Organization data. What? It says it's a small fraction of the 8.2 billion deaths caused by cancer. Did you hear that? Caused by what? Cancer. Related, if meat causes cancer, what can we eat? Okay, now, what can you eat? Let's see if the Bible says anything after we finish reading what the boys say, what the Babylonians are saying. Meat industry cites foul. Meat industry groups slam the World Health Organization report as biased and misleading. You know the white boys, they go do that. The boys who making the money, they tortured the data. I think we read this. Okay, so there was another one I wanted to read. Going over to the, that was CNA, and I'm going over to IARC Monographs Evaluate Consumption of Red Meat and Processed Meat. All right, now, we got them now. We got them now. All right. Francis Lyon, October 26, 2015. The International Agency of Research on Cancer, that's what IARC says, the cancer agency of the World Health Organization, has evaluated the carcinogenic C of the consumption of red meat and processed meat. Red meat, after thoroughly reviewing the accumulated scientific literature, a world group of 22 experts from 10 countries convened by the International Agency of Research and Cancer Monographs Program classified the consumption of red meat as probably carcinogenic to humans. And they call it group 2A, based on limited evidence that the consumption of red meat caused cancer in humans, and strong mechanics evidence supported a carcinogenic evidence. This association was observed mainly for colorectal cancer, that's colon cancer, but associations were also seen for pancreatic cancer and prostate cancer. Okay, so we're not just talking about colon cancer, we're talking about prostate cancer, we're talking about pancreatic cancer, okay? Then this is just for red meat, and we didn't even get to the processed meat yet. Remember, red meat is group 2A. All right, processed meat. Processed meat was classified as carcinogenic to humans, group 1. That's number 1 killer. That's with tobacco. Based on significant evidence, not a little bit, a significant evidence in humans that the consumption of processed meat causes colorectal cancer, which is number colon cancer. Colorectal cancer. Meat consumption and its effects. The consumption of meat varies greatly between countries, with from a few percent up to 100% of people eating red meat, depending on the country, and somewhat lower proportions eating processed meat. The experts concluded that each 50 gram portion of processed meat, and what did we say that was? 2 slices of bacon and 2 slices of ham sandwich. I guess that's bologna too. Of processed meat eaten daily increased the risk of colorectal cancer by 18%. And so, you know, when I was young, maybe I ate more than double of that. So I was at 96%. And most of y'all out there, 96%, don't even act. Y'all know where y'all at. Mm-hmm. 12 pieces and all that stuff. Y'all know where y'all at. For an individual, the risk of developing colorectal cancer because of their consumption of processed meats remain small, but this still increases with the amount of meat consumed. And you know we can't eat no one slice. Come on now. You know we going down. Says Dr. Kernstaff, head of International Agency for Research on Cancer Monographic Program. In view of the large number of people who consume processed meat, the global impact on cancer indicates incidence is of public health importance. There we go. I'm glad they're trying to tell the people. The International Agency for Research on Cancer Working Group considered more than 800 studies that investigated associations of more than a dozen type of cancers with the consumption of red meat or processed meat in many countries and populations with diverse diets. The most influential evidence came from large prospective cohort studies conducted over the past 20 years. Now, you know, they may say, well, the American ones, when we do our study, we don't get that. That's because you paid off not to do it, not to get it right. All right, let's take a break. We time for another break there now. Let's see what our sponsors have to say. Wow, it don't look like I got anything I can get for sponsors. Oh, wow, that's not working no more. Okay, I guess we finished with the commercials for today. Okay, so let's get on back to where we were. Public health. These findings further support current public health recommendations to limit intake of meat. Amen. Praise. Says Dr. Christopher Weil, director of the International Agency for Health on Cancer. At the same time, red meat has nutritious value. Therefore, these results are important to enable governments and international regulatory agencies to conduct risk assessments. Don't buy it. In order to balance the risk and benefits of eating red meat and processed meat and to provide the best possible dietary recommendations. Amen. Now, I hope y'all are taking all of this in now. Y'all understanding what is going down. Then it says, the International Agency. Okay, let me make sure I get this name right here. Long name. The International Agency for Research on Cancer. Monogram evaluates consumption of red meat and processed meat. Note to the editor, red meat refers to all, you get that word, all types of mammals, mammals, muscle meat, such as beef, veal, pork, lamb, mort, horse, angle. Processed meat refers to meat that have been transformed through salting, curing, fermentation, smoking, or other process to enhance flavor or improve preservation. Most processed meats contain pork or beef, but processed meat may also contain other red meats, poultry, fowl, or meat byproducts such as blood. Now, you know the Bible says you're not supposed to eat the blood, so you know you're just asking for trouble. You don't want to listen to the Bible, that's all right. Don't listen to it. And die. Because that's what it says. It says, live and obey, disobey, and die. All right, let's see what else this thing is saying, man. Examples of processed meats include hot dogs, frankfurters, ham, sausage, corned beef, and britlong or beef jerky, as well as canned meat and meat-based preparations and sauces. Wow, I didn't know it was the sauces and the gravy. Now, you look out for the gravy, baby. And look out for all this stuff. Wow, this stuff is deep. A summary of the facts evaluated is available online, and the detailed assessment will be published in volume number 14. Read the monogram questions and answers. Read the monogram questions and answers on the carcinogenicity of the consumption of red meat and processed food. For more information, please contact International Agency of Research in Cancer. It's part of the World Health Organization. Its mission is to coordinate and conduct research on the causes of human cancer. There you go. Human cancer. Man-made cancer, guy. And brothers, the merchants of carcinogenics, and to develop scientific strategies for cancer control. Because you can't kill it, so you got to control it. The agency is involved in both epidemiology and laboratory research, and disseminates scientific information through publications, meetings, courses, and fellowships. If you wish your name to be removed from this press release email list, please write to us. All right? This is heavy. All right, let's see what these boys are saying, the questions and answers. The brother said, go check out the questions and answers. Questions and answers from the World Health Organization. It says, question and answer on carcinogenicity of the consumption of red meat and processed meat. What do you consider as red meat? Red meat refers to all manual muscle meat, including beef, veal, pork, lamb, mutton, horse, and goat. What do you consider as processed meat? Processed meat refers to meat that have been transformed through salting, curing, fermentation, smoking, or other processes to enhance flavor or improve preservation. And you know all that stuff is being preserved. They're shooting it up. Most processed meats contain beef or pork, but processed meat may also contain other red meat, poultry, flour, or meat byproducts such as blood. Examples of processed meat include hot dogs, frankfurters, hamburgers, sausage, corned beef, and brilog, and beef jerky, as well as canned meat and meat-based preparations and sauces. Now it goes down here. It says a little bit, I think a little different than what we read already. Do methods of cooking change the risk? High temperature cooking methods generate compounds that may contribute to carcinogens risk, but their role is not yet fully understood. Question: what are the safest methods of cooking meat if you must have it? Sauces, boiling, broiling, or barbecue? Answer: cooking at high temperatures or with the food in direct contact with a flame, that's barbecue, by the way, or a hot surface, as in barbecuing or pan frying products, more of a certain type of carcinogenic chemical. However, there were not enough data for the International IARC, the International Association of Research of Cancer Working Group, to reach a conclusion about whether the way meat is cooked affects the risk of cancer. Is eating raw meat safe? There were no data to address this question in relation to cancer risk. However, the separate question of risk of infection from consumption of raw meat needs to be kept in mind. Next question. Red meat was classified as group 2A, probably carcinogenic to humans. What does this mean exactly? Answer. In the case of red meat, the classification is based on limited evidence from epidemical studies showing positive association between eating red meat and developing colon rectal cancer, as well as strong mechanical evidence. Limited evidence means that a positive association have been observed between exposure to the agent and cancer, but that other explanations for the observation, technically termed chance, bias, or confounding, could not be ruled out. Question. Processed meat was classified as group 1 carcinogenic to human. What does that mean? Answer. This category is used when there is sufficient, you get that, sufficient evidence of carcinogenics, see, in humans. In other words, there is convincing evidence that the agent causing cancer. The evaluation is usually based on epidemical studies showing the development of cancer in exposed humans. In the case of processed meat, this classification is based on significant evidence from epidemical studies that eating processed meat causes colorectal cancer. Not maybe, causes it. Processed meat was classified as carcinogenic to humans. Group 1, tobacco smoking and asbestos are also both classified as carcinogenic to humans. Group 1. Does it mean that consumption of processed meat is as carcinogenic as tobacco and asbestos? Answer, no. Processed meat has been classified in the same category as causes of cancer, such as tobacco, smoking, and asbestos. But this does not mean that they are equally dangerous. The International Agency of Research Cancer classifications describe the strength of the scientific evidence about an agent being a cause of cancer rather than assessing the level of risk. What type of cancers are linked or associated with eating red meat? The strongest but still limited evidence for an association with eating red meat is for colorectal cancer. There is also evidence of link to pancreatic cancer and prostate cancer. Next question. What type of cancers are risked or associated with eating processed meat? The International Association of